Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Organic production, it's not without its challenges. Meeting strict growing standards, transitioning from conventional takes work and time, but the markets are there.
They're lucrative and they're consistent markets that pay you regularly and don't fluctuate as much as conventional markets. And, you know, it's another option for farmers.
Sarah Fritchner is program chairman for this weekend's annual meeting of the Organic Association of Kentucky, OAK. Most of us probably think of organic produce when we hear the word, but she says opportunities run the gamut of ag production, for instance, livestock feed.
Most of the corn and most of the feed that is fed to organic animals comes from overseas right now, and people are dying for domestically produced animal feed.
So the demand is certainly there from buyers, and this weekend, a Meet the Buyers presentation is a featured session on the educational program.
And that's buyers from all kinds of places. Large, small, teeny, produce, sunflower seeds, grain, anything that you can think of, they're all going to be there talking about how they buy, what they buy, that sort of thing.
That annual meeting this Friday and Saturday in Shepherdsville, details and registration online at OAK, that's OAK-KY.org. We'll be right back.
I'm Commissioner of Agriculture Ryan Quarles, and I'm asking you to join me to help take off hunger. Taxpayers can donate a portion of their refund to the Farms the Food Banks Trust Fund. I hope Kentuckians throughout the Commonwealth will support this effort to help those in need and help Kentucky farmers. Look for the Farm to Food Banks Trust Fund box, line 33, and check it off on your income tax form. For more information, visit the Kentucky Association of Food Banks at kyfoodbanks.org.
We're back with Sarah Fritchner, program chair for this weekend's State Organic Association annual meeting in Shepherdsville. She says organic is not for everyone, but a growing number of farmers are having success with it. She runs down a few of this weekend's program highlights.
Wendell Berry is our keynote address, and we have 6 tracks on livestock, on dairy, on produce, on soil.
Fritchner again makes the case that organic can provide some market stability from produce to grains to livestock, here in the case of dairy.
For instance, Organic Valley has 40-some farmers in Kentucky, and those farmers know from year to year the ballpark amount they're going to be making. They're not subject to market fluctuations. They can plan on what their paycheck's going to be.
Organic, one more option for increasing net farm income. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.